It's 11 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
First question, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you.
Yeah. better.
Let me hear you say.
like run them. The Carolina People's Choice Ball. Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Stelvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The Controversial...
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable...
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary...
And that's why all the trill beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. I would like to first start off by wishing everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that's going to download this show tomorrow or whenever you decide to download it, a Happy New Year's. This is our first show of the year. We have been on winter recess for a couple of weeks, but we are definitely back alive with the jump off, honey. A lot of things have happened and a lot of tea has went on since we have been off the air. So we're here to recap all the madness that happened in the last 3 weeks of us being off the air. We're here to recap all of that, honey. The treasure snatching, honey. The house jumping, Miss Thing. The fights, the drama, the shade, the tea, the gossip. Oh, my. We're here and we're going to do it all. So if you're on the phone lines and you want to dish some tea or you want to talk about some tea that has happened in the last 3 weeks, even though we did discuss it in the chat room, but everybody's not in the chat room, and y'all know the chat room did get shut down and we had to make a new one and everything. We've been the longest running show, the longest running chat room. We finally got shut down, but we're back with the jump off. So if you out there and you want to talk about some tea, some drama, or some shade that happened, bitch, or whatever you want to talk about, bitch, honey, baby, press motherfucking one, honey, and come up on the air, honey, and we're going to get it motherfucking started up. Oh, okay, you'll be back in 10 minutes, honey. You got some tea or some drama or some shade that was going on over there? Hold on, we got a caller, 202-843, you're live on the air on the recap show. 202-843, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess you're gone. I'm not going to play that. Private Carla, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, did Ken take Daddy's boyfriend? Daddy's boyfriend?
I heard that. What you heard about it?
put me back on mute?
I can put you back on mute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know who that is. The girls are shaking the table already. Y'all girls want to shake the table? Well, let's shake the motherfucking table, honey. Danny has been having a lot going on, honey. He had two fights, honey. His man got stolen from him. It's definitely been a lot going on, honey. Since y'all girls want to shake the table, since the private caller want to shake the table, hold on, hold on. Without further ado, it's my partner in crime.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up.
Call them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Get drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
Rodney.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Not much, not much.
Yeah, what is this? This is the event page? Let me go over here. Yeah, we'll be here. The girls is already calling and shaking the table already, honey.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they already shaking the table, honey. They call in and go, talk about, didn't Ken take Danny's man? Honey, they already shaking the table already. The private callers are calling in here, honey. Baby, and I know it's been so many balls that has happened, or well, little mini balls, honey, but I don't know the tea, honey, baby, or what happened and stuff that was going on around, honey. I just know about all the gossip and all the fights and everything, honey. How Miss Anthony Revlon, well, all the fight. Oh, well, I'm not even going to say fights, baby, because they're not really fights, Miss Dang, but all of the motherfucking little scuffles that has been happening with the children, Miss Dang, honey. You know, they was really, you know, really not much, really nothing much to talk about, honey. Miss Anthony had her little whirl of twirl, honey, at the Breakfast Club last week. The Breakfast Club was so, oh, my God, it was so late last week, okay? I could definitely talk about that because I remember about the Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club was so late.
Why was it late?
It was late. It was so empty. Oh, my God. I ain't never been to the Breakfast Club, and it was an icebox in the Breakfast Club. Oh. It was cold as fuck, baby. The girls was asking for heat.
Oh, wow.
That's how cold it was. And nobody came out to the Breakfast Club, and nobody really walked the categories. It was only like one or two people walking every category, if that. It was just horrible. The girls really paid it. And then I come out. It was a mess, honey. It was definitely a mess. World Star Hip Hop. Oh, child, that looked like a fat cat for a minute on World Star. Yeah. Honey. But that's Rick. That's Rick. That's Rick Ross, honey. But it looked like fat cat for a minute. I was about to say, honey. Fat cat made it on World Star, honey.
I would really say congratulations last week, I guess, to Lay on me for another $1,000.
Oh, yes, congratulations to Lay for that $1,000. Lay definitely went to the club and smashed that $1,000. And she went through the girls.
Week before last, they had Twist. I don't know how much was it for when Andre Balenciaga won.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, congratulations to the legendary Andre Balenciaga for winning that coin.
Yeah.
Baby, the girls came out last week in Vogue, honey, last week. Miss Cassandra got sat again, two times in a row by Lay. Shadow was just a mess. Miss Worldstar is playing. They ain't putting my videos up on Worldstar. I'm really gagging.
City, did you put yours up on there?
No, I waited for them to put my video up on Worldstar, Miss Day. Charlie playing
so
around.
What did you do with, what did you do? Did you you hit them up and say you had footage or something? Or
no, I just put it on their Facebook page. I put it up on their Facebook page and then I put it in their Facebook inbox.
Oh,
Yes.
And
so,
the gay boys going wild.
Yes, the gay boys going wild. And then we got the gay boys going wild part two. I mean, I need the girls out there. Oh, yes. Thank you, babe. You know, I had fun. That was the best part of my Philly trip, was on the train with my girlfriends on the train. I really had so much fun with the girls on the train in Philly. It was a kiki on the train with the girls in Philly. And then I found out some disturbing information about my video on that child that was calling the little femme queen, was calling her all types of bitches and all types of things, and said he was her man and stuff. I found out after the fact, honey, that he used to be a femme queen.
Oh, did he?
Yes. I found out after it. They said they was discussing it on the train, but nobody ain't want to tell me why I was on the train because they didn't want to embarrass him. But I said they should have told me that he was a femme queen. So the next time I see him, I got to do an interview with him and find out, you know, why did he transition back into being a boy. Hold on. We have another caller. 872-333. You're live on the air.
Kevin, you are a mess.
What?
That's why I don't give you no tea, girl, because you always dissing tea, girl.
Ouch! Oh, shit! I'm like, who is this? Glider,
yes,
look at the number. Girl!
You know I don't have no voice, girl. Fucking with that train on Philly and me getting sick. I have absolutely zero voice. Hey, Brother Rodney. Hey.
What's going on? What's going on, Ron? How are you?
Good. I have no voice in Philly, but I definitely want to read Kelly. Can I give you no tea, girl?
Well, baby, you know. Yeah. Did you get that Buckley?
That Philly was definitely late. That was definitely a waste of coin, and that's worth all the way to Philly.
Honey, yes, it was definitely a waste, honey, okay? Baby, it was a mess, honey. Baby, are you ready for tonight?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, honey.
Well, baby, tonight should be...
I might
have another video for y'all tonight. Say.
I wish a happy birthday to... my son Rio Prodigy.
Oh yes, definitely happy birthday, Rio! Happy birthday to the up and coming legend, Rio Prodigy, sex siren, honey. Yes,
he'll be out tonight.
Yes, the children are definitely coming out tonight. Miss Snow is coming out tonight, and everything, honey. The children are definitely coming out, baby.
Okay.
I hear Darby and Ken is supposed to make their debut tonight and everything. Yes. Baby, they said they're supposed to make their debut tonight, honey, as a couple, honey. Because Ken keeps saying they homeboys mistake, but, you know, I put up all the pictures that the girls are sending me in my inbox, you know. But Ken keeps telling me, you know, every time I post something up, you know, that they just homies. And I don't know who sits over their homie mistake, and, you know, and take pictures of them in a bubble bath mistake. And I don't know who, you know, stands in front of a mirror and takes a picture in a towel and they homie behind them in the shower naked, you know. That's a lot of homie tease, you know. I'm just saying, but Ken said they homies, so, you know, if they homies mistake, you know, I'm going to go with that, bitch, you know, that they homies, honey, you know. It's just crazy, honey. Kelly, is this the stance on the train? Wait, hold on. Where are those pictures? Oh, I got those pictures in my inbox. Somebody hit me up. I got those pictures in my inbox. I ain't post them up, those ones. Oh, I don't know if that's the lady from the train. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I ain't post those pictures up. I got them in my inbox, this thing, you know. I posted up the little, you know, the little tasteful ones and this thing, you know. But the real graphic ones, I left it alone because, you know, they said they was homies and this thing. But, my homie ain't never taken a picture of bitch. Maya is my homie, Miss Thing, bitch. She ain't never taken no picture of me sitting in the motherfucking tub, Miss Thing, girl, with bubbles, Miss Thing, girl. And I ain't standing in front of the mirror in the bathroom, honey, with no towel wrapped around me and Amaya and behind me butt-ass naked, Miss Thing, girl.
Girl, ain't no motherfucking way.
Say, I don't know what type of homies is that, mistake, but if they homies, mistake, if that's what they want to call it for 2014, mistake, if they homies, mistake, then that's who we going to go with, honey. Homies. Mm-mm-mm. It's a lot. hoes are mistake. Everybody asks, maybe the girls are hitting me up, honey. Oh, that is her? Oh, I don't know, honey. The children are hitting me up for these pictures, mistake. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me see, honey. Let me see, honey. Uh-uh. Oh, yeah. You know, it's been a... Oh, mistake, 2013 going into 2014 has definitely been... A lot has been definitely been going on, honey. A lot of treasure snatching has been going on this year, mistake, honey. So, you know, back when... Okay, I'm going to give you... I'm going to let y'all know, baby. He's a very loyal person. I definitely got to say Zion Garcon is definitely a very loyal person because, you know, when I was over on Mother Couture, Miss Thing, you know, I was trying to get him to leave Garcon, Miss Thing, you know, and become a Couture, Miss Thing, but he didn't want to leave because, you know, his mother's star should be staying. I don't know how much more of his mother, Miss Thing, honey, now that she, you know, playing with Santonio, Miss Thing, because that reading session they had, Miss Thing, was real nasty, honey, okay? He called her by her boy name and everything, Miss Thang, girl. That was nasty. It's a lot going on, honey. I'm trying to find these pictures, Miss Thang, honey. I'm not posting them up, Miss Thang. I don't want the girls to attack me, Miss Thang. You know, the girls are always at me, Miss Thang, and want to read me, Miss Thang. So what I'm going to do is, you know they came from me, Miss Thang, but I'm going to... I'm looking in my thing right now, honey. I'm trying to find them, honey. I'm looking in my emails that they send them to me. I'm going to send them to one of the fake profiles and stay and let them post it up, Miss Thang.
You might as well post it up yourself then, girl. It's you about to send it to a fake profile.
No, Miss
Thang,
girl, honey. I'm going to send it to one of the fake profiles and let them post it up, Miss Thang, honey. I'm going to send it to my good girlfriend. I'm going to send it to my girlfriend, Miss Penny. And hold on, I'm trying to drag it out my thing and save it to my computer. Hold on. Baby, hold on. Escape. Okay, where's the other one? Honey.
Okay.
Yes, baby. These pictures are real. Ooh. Hold on. Yeah, so what do y'all think about the Stasha and the Zion team?
They just homies too.
Huh?
They just homies too, I heard.
Oh, they just homies. Yeah, everybody's just homies. What the fuck? Well, Shell, somebody smashing the homie. Baby, y'all girls are hitting me up, Miss Thang. Hold on, Miss Thang. Hold on. Who is this hitting me up? Are they?
My baby brother is very, said he's very much a single T. That he's not dating and that he's not in a relationship with anyone.
He's not in a relationship with anybody?
No, my baby brother is very single. Is what he thinks.
Baby. Well, Zion ain't feel that way. Honey, Zion felt like, baby, it was more mistake, honey.
Well, I don't know about the him and Zion thing. I'm telling you, he's being extra. You know, he is not a relationship tease with anybody. He is just my brother.
Yeah, okay. Everybody just, Ken and Darby is just homies. Oh, no, that was the wrong thing. I sent you the wrong thing. Hold on, baby. I sent you one of the right things, then I sent one of the wrong things. Hold on, here we go. Sorry, honey. I don't want the girls reading me, Miss Thang. You know, the girls will always be at me, Miss Thang. I don't know. Honey, I need me a homie, Miss Thang, that can come over and take pictures of me while I'm in the tub, Miss Thang. Is that what it's giving for 2013, Miss 2014, Miss Thang? The homie?
You can have a homie that was on show in Philly.
In Philly?
Yeah, the one that did the show.
I'm good, honey. Baby, I'm good, honey. Tell, please. No, I'm good. Tell. I had a homie like that last night, honey.
Oh, well, yes. You were just thinking
that out. No, I didn't spend the night out, Miss Thang. You know, honey, I had me a ride. You know, a ride came and picked me up and took me over there, Miss Thang, and I did what I had to do, Miss Thang, and then they came back and they picked me up, honey, and brought me back home, honey, and I was here in my house, honey, you know. Yes. Yeah. No, ma'am, honey. Ain't nobody got time for that. Baby. Where's Michi at, honey? Where's Michi, honey? I need to speak to Michi, honey. I need to know what's going on in Texas, honey. Baby. But how did y'all feel about all of these fights that's been going on, honey?
Oh, child. And that's what they've been fighting.
My thoughts was just, why does it keep happening with the same person?
Yes, the children always come to Vogue Nights and get it turned up at Vogue Nights.
I can't believe that you call those fights.
Well, the two cats scratching, honey. But Black was fucking sinning, though, bitch. Body was everything in that video.
Yeah.
You definitely got to give it to that. The fight wasn't cute, but, baby, it was definitely cute looking at Black's body. Honey. We're sorry. Oh, wait, hold on. 3-2-3-2-8-6-6 live on the air.
Girl, you ain't
got to
read my number out, girl. You know my number, girl.
Oh, hey, Michi, what's going on? Cat scratches going on in L.A. or nothing?
No, we've been kind of, a peaceful journey just, going into 2014,
Mark, is your live on the air?
How was your birthday bash, Michi?
Thank you. Oh, my God. I just learned you cannot invite your straight friends from the barbershop to your venue. Like, it was a mess. No, it was fun. It was fun. I had a lot of fun. I was a club commentary for the evening. So, it was really fun. We had a little misunderstanding. It got resolved real quick. I was drunk. Now, Kelly, what's going on in Texas?
I don't know what's going on in Texas. All right, baby, you gonna send it something? Actually, I'm getting paid. Oh, y'all girls always reading to something. Marcus!
Yes, Kyle.
How is Rocky Mountain?
What is Rocky Mountain?
Well, wherever you was at in North Carolina.
They had a ball last night out there. Rocky Mountain, it was nice. I had a good time, The chicken was flowing. They had drinks.
I heard the girls only got 50, didn't get their coin prizes. Boy only got $50. What's the thing? Well, runway. And they said it was more than that. And
I'm going to address that. When I look at the flyer had dollar signs on it. It said all cash categories. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you see dollar signs on a flyer.
But how many dollar signs was on the flyer?
There's no science to that. I don't know why you want to. There is no math to that. When you see dollar signs on a flyer, I'm going to encourage you to assume less than $100 so you won't set yourself up thinking it's more than that. Do y'all agree with that?
I definitely agree. Because it can be
more than
One of the girls won her category, and all she got back was her $15.
That's a cash category, though. When people put dollar signs on it, that's what most people mean. They go give you efficiency back.
No, man.
Hey, word. I know, bitch. I know that way.
Uh-huh.
I know that way.
We all have been victim to that once upon a time.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. When you see dollar signs, you should assume the worst. Dollar signs do not mean 50. Dollar signs do not mean 100. Dollar signs do not mean 250. If it's $250, you might as well just put that on the flyer.
Yeah.
Dollar signs mean call the promoter, ask them how much they're giving, and if they don't answer, dollar signs mean stay your black ass at home.
Dollar signs, bitch. I'll be happy I got my entry feedback, bitch. I came to the ball, I had a good time, bitch, and I got my money back.
Right. That's what dollar signs mean.
Especially in the category just bring it. I came out and had a good time.
Hold on, Michi, you think like $4 signs mean more? Right, like you get $1 sign, $2 sign.
When you go to restaurants,
when you're looking up reviews for restaurants, when you see $1 sign, $2 sign, $3 sign, $4, that's what that means.
Right.
It does. It means that food is going to cost you more than, you know,
a normal restaurant. Yeah. But in bar terms, you know, in ballroom, dollar signs mean, girl, whatever I choose to give you and whatever I make from the door, I can break even, girl, and that's what it is.
Right, that's really what dollar signs mean. Well, I'm going to base it off the competition. If 50 girls walk out here, y'all might get 200 or 250.
Yeah, but I mean, you go into it knowing.
Marcus, she was there. They said the runway battle, them girls walked down.
It was three people that walked, though. And I mean, yeah, they did walk, but...
I mean, it was an open. I don't think it was calling for anything. I don't call for a fashionable look. So I mean, just being for real,
yeah,
I've seen some of those pieces before for all three of those people. So I mean, it was, you know, they walked, but I mean, every night is not going to be a $500 or $1,000 night, you know, especially when it's dollar
time. If all you're gonna give me is $50, honey. Girl, then the judges need to give me one and keep it moving, honey.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. Hold on, y'all. 404-973. You're live on the air. 404-973. You're live on the air. Okay,
you're gone.
They definitely.
It's different because, okay. If you said if you was getting $50 back, I mean, my question is, okay, you want best dress. Okay, if you saw dollar signs next to best dress, what would you expect to get?
Girl, I ain't going to expect anything. Girl, I mean, I don't walk with the dollar amount on there and then get my full cash. So, I mean, hey.
I still have that video in my phone, too.
What video?
The one that you read about.
But you're right, Marcus, because I walked to Chicago Appreciation Ball, best dress, and it was dollar signs, and I got $50. So,
and 50 is nice, especially if the ball is only 50 or
20.
Huh?
You can't go say you got that 50 and say, oh, okay, word.
I mean, I also want a house with the most trophies, so I got the big money anyway. So, I mean, and I also did some other things to make other money. So that $50
is anything. Honey, you didn't know if you were going to win that house with the most trophies, though, best dress, and at the end of the ball.
Oh,
okay,
right,
honey. What do you think a dollar sign should mean?
I say a dollar sign should mean $25 or $30.
Okay. Now, in your past, how much has your dollar sign normally been on average?
If I pay $20 to get into a function, dollar sign has been $20. If I pay $30 to get in, it's been $25 or
$30. Okay. Kelly?
Yes.
What do you think a dollar sign should mean?
A dollar sign to me?
Yeah. What do you think a dollar? When you see a dollar sign on a flyer, what would you expect? What would you be expecting to get?
Well, if I was giving a ball and I had dollar signs on a mistake, I would be giving them back the entry fee.
Well, that's what Miss Mama was doing last night, honey. She had to grow up entry fees back and stuff. I mean, work out.
I want to know how you heard about that, child. Moving on. The attendance was a little light, but again, the girls was coming out. Performance was definitely cute. Congratulations to Blossom Revlon. Blossom. Not Bella, Blossom. Boy Boy One Runway.
$50.
Kilo Con won Open to All Realness for the coin.
$15.
You are attacking these dollar signs.
let me be very clear. I don't have no voice, so I can't really go back and forth today. But I'm going to say this, and this is one thing I always tell people. If you have a problem with what somebody pays you at the end of the night, then you need to make a funk at the end of the night, not go home and read. If you open your hand and somebody hands you $15 and you put it in your purse and tip out the door, then that means that you are very okay with your $15.
Well, can I ask a question, Miki? How did you hear about this complaint?
I mean, you know, I have my ways. It's like
well,
you have your
moving market. Right. Well, moving right along, have you purchased this ticket to North Carolina yet?
Mm-hmm.
What is Or did you receive your deposit for your car?
Did you receive your deposit?
You know what? While we're on that,
deposit are you
talking to me? Why
yes.
Are you talking about me? Have you received your deposit yet? Have you received your deposit?
Oh, I'm smoking.
Okay, we'll wait for you to clear up. Now, have you received your deposit?
You still congested?
Hey, girl, what are you doing?
Hold on. I would not be coughing like that with the girls on the phone. You don't know what the girls are thinking about you right now.
Marcus,
baby, I'm smoking a blunt, but they did an Instagram. Well, I mean, what they want, a motherfucker.
You're going to take that as a no, Marcus, that he has not received
no,
it.
No, I don't think he wants to answer because either he got his deposit and he's saying he's not going to be in North Carolina, or he's saying he hasn't gotten his deposit, but he's trying to give them more time.
Right, he hasn't got the deposit, he has more time, he's not coming to North Carolina, period.
Wow.
Why
is this flipping out? Why is this coming over to me?
Because...
Can we talk about this later?
The after.
You know.
Let me know. The question is, will you be in North Carolina?
I will be in North Carolina.
Oh, well, that's all we needed to hear. Thank you. Moving right along.
I'll be there.
Now, let's talk about these deposits then, since we're... Now, Michi, you have been... You
what
Michi
getting a deposit for?
Here we go.
You know, I didn't mean to talk to girls like this because I actually somebody else brought this up to me. It said a lot of new commentators, or I'm going to say, unseasoned commentators, have been requested deposits for you to come commentate the ball. I thought y'all was working y'all way up the totem pole to get to the top. How dare y'all ask for a deposit?
Oh, so they asked for a deposit?
That's the tea I got.
Also, Michi, did you get your deposit to commentate?
It's business at the end of the day for anyone. I mean, I do the same thing. I go out and do a when I have singing engagements, I have a monetary.
You charge
gift.
The church a deposit?
No, I do not charge the church a deposit. If it's a major event, yes, and they say, hey, we want you to come and we want to give you X amount of money, then yes, to secure your day, yes, I'm going to request one.
Okay, so how much?
It comes from your experience.
Get out of here.
Through the fact of booking a date is preserving the date, and the person doesn't have your corner, doesn't have all the money to get there.
How do I say that?
You not
you know that
you
in
not,
advance.
Everybody.
The way it was explained
like
to me is a lot of people charge deposits because, not because they're not going to get their money the night of. Usually somebody will put their name on the flyer and then that person doesn't hire them. So they feel as though they've lost out on another possible booking.
Right, that's the purpose of your deposit. Because if you cancel and somebody don't already set aside that date and that time to do that, then, like, you could have been doing something else.
You do something else, because you know in advance you're not coming to a ball. Who gets...
Well, we can't say that, Marcus.
How?
Because some girls, bitch, they know, bitch, some girls, bitch, decide the day of the ball, bitch, oh, I'm going to pop up and go to this ball.
But not the staff, not the workers.
Oh. So who was supposed to be booking Michi that she was waiting for a deposit?
We can't talk
about
that.
Why are y'all discussing me?
Because I want to know who's supposed to be booking you, Miss A.
we can't discuss that. I have a ball that weekend, and they did not pay their coin, so they would not get any free advertisement.
Is something else going on in North Carolina that weekend, too?
No, not in North Carolina.
No,
in
California. There's something going on in the A's.
Oh, in California. Oh, did somebody book you in California?
Uh-huh.
They had to go with
a C-list. We have all the A-listers.
Oh.
Oh, hold on, bitch.
I didn't say C-list. At least I put you on the C-list.
Hold the fuck on right there, mama.
Hold on.
Okay.
I put you on the C-list, and normally I would put you on the D-list.
Baby, you're not going to put me on a motherfucking C-list, honey. No B-list, no D-list, no
F-list. Hold
on
now, Richie. Do you think you're more than a C-list commentator?
Yeah, if she get a deposit mistake, she is.
Honey, they suggest that, honey. They know everybody's doing North Carolina. They couldn't get by anybody else.
Well, damn. And the ball is on Friday night?
The
ball's on Saturday.
I thought it was on Friday because if I was, it was on Friday mistake. I don't know what I think got the coin and then left and came to North Carolina.
No, Kelly, I don't trust that.
Ernie. Bitch. Ooh, no. Oh, so they're using Michi. Kudos, Michi. I'm glad you got your deposit.
She didn't get it.
Miss Kelly.
What? It's about 29 days to the ball mistake, and you ain't get your deposit yet, girl?
It's 32 days away.
Well, 32 days away, you get your deposit yet, girl? Girl, you better start looking for you a flight to North Carolina, girl.
You are trying to mistake.
You asked for your deposit in 2015, honey. It's 2014. They still ain't giving you a deposit yet? Girl,
the deposit
you get
was
due
on January 1st. So I don't really know why she – I didn't know people rent extensions and stuff.
Yes, honey, baby. You better get your tickets to North Carolina. North Carolina's going to be the weekend, honey. The whole weekend, honey. Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be really cute in North Carolina.
Exactly. Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, honey.
Oh, girl, you fly out there for the aftermath, girl. I'm going to punch you in the face. Because
you're not going to punch in my face. And you're going to try, girl. But Miss Mama, girl, you're not going to punch in my face.
Hold on. Stay with me, Mama. If you think you're going to go out to that ball and get your coin, if you didn't get your deposit, you're not going to get your coin the night of. So I'm going to advise you, that's not the coin you're going to fly with. So I'm going to encourage you. I bank on that.
Girl.
And you know, day of flights are expensive. So just go ahead and book your ticket now. We'll see you that weekend. And we're going to let you not just do the meet and greet. We're going to let you greet the meet.
Girl, greet the meet, honey.
Yeah, you know, first they have the meet and greet, and then you greet the meet if you find a right date.
Girl, I don't need the final date in Charlotte, honey. I have a few.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you'll be greeting the meet.
I'm about to get me an Uber to take me to Vogue Live.
The meet will be greeting me.
That was not.
That was an Uber, girl.
Which one?
Can I ask a question about these Ubers, right? Have they figured out the T yet? Do the drivers know the T?
Most of them do.
Oh, and they just don't care because they get paid regardless.
Correct.
But I wonder, experienced some crazy things they've done?
My phone had hung up. Baby, no, that was not my Uber outside of Philadelphia that asked me beat that child in the snow in.
My question. What stops the driver from turning it off when you get out the car? If they know your T, why not just keep running the tab up and driving around all day like they're working for you?
Sometimes
they do. And get your motherfucking phone banned.
They weren't Kelly this weekend. They weren't Kelly.
I know. That's
weekend.
What I want. I want her to spill the tea. That's why I gave that segue.
Yeah, baby. But it's all right, baby. It's all right, baby. Cause Mama got up today, honey. Mama got up today, and they banned me, baby. But Mama turned her track phone on. And she turned her motherfucking Virgin mobile phone back on today, Mama. So Mama got two fresh new numbers.
And, bitch, I read that driver, bitch, and I made that bitch nervous, you think. I read that bitch her rights, you think. You mean?
Hold on. We got a caller, honey. Hold on. We read him down. 917-270. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
This just came across the airwaves, baby. Marcus, how do you feel about the Chanel's boycotting your People's Choice Ball, and what's going on with the Chanel's?
I'm not quite sure.
Honey,
you'd have to contact a Chanel.
Why are they always boycotting something?
Well, you know, we hope for the best. You know, I have heard about the incident. I've, out of respect for Fred and my relationship with Fred, I'm not going to address it. You know,
well,
hopefully.
Fred or Clayton or anyone
I think
of
you should address
the Chanel representative,
well,
can y'all please call in here?
Well, there's nothing to address.
Where's Alexis?
No, we want a representative to call in from the.
Yes, they need to call in. I want to know why they're always trying to boycott something.
It is well with my soul. I hope those who want to attend the ball are allowed to attend. But if not, the show
Marcus,
will.
Marcus, you know what I'm talking about, baby. Come on, spill the tea, make it hot.
Let's go. What tea is there?
Why are they doing that?
Well, I don't know why. It sounds like you already know.
I need some tea.
Do you have the tea, and would you like a confirmation or a denial?
No, I mean that's my team that I just found out. You know, they boycotting your ball. You know, I wanted to know why and why they always boycotting something.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a Chanel. I don't know.
Well, we need a Chanel representative on the phone, honey, that can tell us why the Chanel's is not going to the People's Choice Awards, honey. I want to know too, honey. Maybe.
Yes.
Baby, we need to know the tea, honey. I need to know the tea. Shake the table, roll the
dice. I don't know what's happening. Chanel's have made hotel reservations. Chanel's have inquired about categories. I really can't say that. I have, you know, I can't say what they're doing. Anything could have changed.
So you're telling me you didn't hear the tea that I heard?
Well, I have heard that tea, but I also have seen Chanel's RSVP the event, and I know for a fact Chanel's has made hotel reservations. I have a list. I have access to the, you know, the guest list manager. I can see who all has made reservations. So, baby, if you have not made your reservation yet, you have to January 25th, and the host hotel is going to be many things.
Somebody just hit me up in my inbox, and they said, if the Chanel's doesn't come to your boardwalk, what's going to happen?
They just don't come. We'll send them their awards that they win, if they win any.
Mm-hmm. Well, baby, it's a
lot
of tea, honey.
You're
going to
still give them their awards?
What'd you say?
You're going to still give them their awards?
Yes, I would. I would never discriminate against kids who have nothing to do with personal matters. That if they win, anybody who wins, if they're not there, I'm going to make my most conscious effort to get them their award. You know, I'm pretty sure that won't be the only person who wins an award that does not come to the ball, you know, because that's the worst feeling in the world for somebody to actually win something, and it's actually going to be something worth keeping, and then you don't ever get it, you know. So if your house member's not at the ball and they win, please give it to them. Don't keep it at your house, because that's not a receipt for you. That's a receipt for them.
Well, I ain't coming. I'm boycotting.
Kelly, that's fine.
Baby, I'll be out the next night.
Kelly,
yes.
You didn't even make it in the door.
I'm coming out the next night. I'm not coming out to the award.
Up, girl.
I'm not coming out on Saturday night, Miss Day. I'll be out for the aftermath, Miss Day, because they took my name off the list.
Well, Kelly, let's talk about that. That was definitely a controversial thing, you know. your 140 votes for overall Mother Kelly that you campaigned for, you know, but you knew in your mind you were never an overall mother. What's T?
That's what the people voted for. They want to know. They wanted to ask you what was T, Marcus, because what the people are. Let's get it.
Because
you know everybody wanted me to do a show when all of that had happened
Do a show. What is your title in the house of Ms. Rahi?
Baby, I'm Kelly. I don't have a title. But it doesn't matter it doesn't matter if I had a title or not. If the people, like I told you, voted for me, mistake, it's what the people voted for.
So if the people voted me, best iconic face girl, I could win that too.
Baby, that's why if the people voted for you, the people voted for you, baby. And I don't give a fuck what. I'm not going
to
change what the people voted for.
We didn't change the will of the people. The people really, until you campaigned for it, let's just be honest.
You changed the will of the people.
No, I didn't, girl. No, I didn't, Kelly. You could be best mother, if they would just say best mother, but you are not an overall mother. And I was really under the impression your name had overall in front of it, because I have heard people call you out as the overall directing mother. I've heard you refer to yourself as the overall directing mother. So just trust me, realizing that you were adding more to your name, you know, I didn't realize the difference. So there's power in words. So would I know that you are not an overall anything. You know, I have to respect the wishes of those who run that organization.
Right, so what about the wishes of the people?
But what about the Ms. Rahis that put her name on the ballot list?
As Arthur said, they should learn their history of their house. I think all of them should be put on probation for not knowing how their house works. What you say?
She was an overall mother at one point, though.
Hey, Kelly was never an overall
mother. And there were a lot of people nominated that haven't walked in.
This is my question. I can get it all out. When did walking have anything with somebody being your favorite? If I was to ask my mother who is her favorite R&B singer or soul singer, she could say Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan might ain't dropped no album in 25 years, but that could still be her favorite.
Okay.
Winning has nothing to do with who your favorite is.
Okay.
And voting has
nothing. At one point in time, Kelly, overall Mother Couture, was everyone's favorite.
When Kelly was overall Mother Couture, and had they put Kelly Couture,
they still
reflect
of her in that light. That's still their favorite. You just answered the question that I'm.
Well, they didn't write Kelly Couture. They wrote Kelly Mizrahi, and Kelly Mizrahi isn't an overall mother. She chose to leave her overall mothership and go back to be directing mother.
When did she become directing mother?
Hold on. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, drop. Go.
Kelly became overall mother a year, Labor Day weekend, 2012. At Candy World.
Baby, I'm Kelly. At the end of the day. Okay? Bitch,
hey,
I don't need a status. At the end of the day, Kelly is Kelly. Okay? So let's get that straight. But at the end of the day, it's the people's choice. That's why the people voted. The people.
Yeah. You just silenced the mouths of the people.
Yes. Didn't they just rip the thoughts and the people, you know?
Yes.
Well, Kelly, I think it would have been articulated better had you spoken to your leadership in your house like I instructed you to.
No, you chose
to ignore that situation. Yes, you did.
I shouldn't have had to speak to my leadership in my house.
You should have understood your role and what they considered
people,
you in
the house. The people voted for who the people wanted on that list, and that's what it's called, the people's choice.
right, Kelly. And those 140 people will be allowed to re-vote.
The rest of the promoters made it Jack and Andre's choice, not the people's.
Well, no, they, what they said was, Kelly, you're not quiet.
That's not what the
people,
Interpol called the people's choice award.
The people can't give you an overall mother position. Only Jack and Andre can in the House of Mizrahi.
And the people can vote for whoever they wanted for. My name was on the list, and the people voted for who was on the list, and they voted.
Because you manipulated your name.
The people. I didn't manipulate anybody. There's no way I'm manipulating anybody, okay? It's not my fault that the girls respect me for what they respect me for.
They're respecting you for something that you're not.
We have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly ain't manipulate me to do a motherfucking thing. I voted for her, she earned it, and she got it. Put me back on hold.
Well, she didn't get it. That's the point that you need to make. She did not get it.
Hey, the people are speaking, and if the people are going to continue
to they should be contacting. They should be contacting Jack and Andre with all this courtesy.
Should be contacting Jack and Andre. They should be contacting you. You the one took my
name. I can't make you overall mother Mizrahi.
917-270. You're live on the air.
I have a question.
Yes.
She was once overall mother.
Right.
Okay. Let's say, for instance, 2 weeks before they made this award thing, they changed her to directing mother. So you telling me she don't qualify? At one point she was. So all that time she was overall mother, whether it was for
Kelly
Ms.
been
Mizrahi.
Overall mother throughout all of 2013. Kelly left the House of Mizrahi, left Couture over a year and a half ago. So, I mean, if people were thinking Kelly was overall mother, I mean, let's just be clear. You know, Kelly did a good job.
So then you should say
Couture.
For the year of 2013, overall mother. Or whatever.
When you do the Oscars, do you have to say what year it's for? I mean, we kept it open-minded. I mean, within discretion, Kelly was overall mother a year and a half ago.
That's bullshit. I think she qualifies.
Okay, I mean, that's another, that's your one of the 140 people that supported her. Actually, you know, can I be honest with you? And I also looked at that too. Kelly had 140 votes the day that her name was removed from the ballot. She was not even in second place. So I mean, that right there describes the people.
She was pulled from the ballot.
She could have not won, but when we removed her name,
Marcus,
it was 140 people that got contacted. Yes,
Marcus, we already know, baby. Okay.
What you were going to do, you were going to send out a blast to get the girls to vote for
you. I think it's like the judges be giving it to their sisters sometimes. It's just like this, honey. Y'all have control over it. Y'all can do whatever y'all want. Y'all can say what y'all want. Y'all can do what y'all want.
Well, again, I think the will of the – it's really hard. If I had the blessing of Jack and Andre, it's their house. Like, at the end of the day, Mizrahi is their house. If they felt very uncomfortable with Kelly having that title, to me, I think they need to sit down and have a talk. There is, you know, and I've said that on the computer. You know, Kelly has created a title for herself. She's not overall anything, and we just need to respect that. That's the wishes of the people. She knew that when she went back to that house.
No, it's not the wishes of the people. It's the wishes of y'all, because the people is voting for her.
It's not my y'all. I put Kelly's name on the list because I thought she was overall mother. When I get contacted and say she's not the overall mother, I have to respect that. She's not overall anything based on what I was told.
But is you making the award, so basically
what everybody else is feeling. Well, hold on. If y'all have discrepancies, if y'all feel as though Kelly is overall, then y'all should contact Jack, inbox Jack and Andre, and tell them Kelly should have overall in her title, and she'll understand where she falls on the totem pole. Because when it was explained, you know, it was a lot. You know, Jack sat here and really entertained y'all, you know, pretty well. I was really gagging. He basically said, you know, it is what it is. Kelly understands her role and her duties as directing mother. But she's not.
Please, with the bullshit.
Right.
Oh, Amaya.
Yes.
Amaya, when I tell you, Amaya, I'm gagging, Miss Sad Girl. I'm gagging. They sent me Miss Maya's page.
Which Maya?
Maya from the train station, honey, on the train. They just sent me her page, Miss Thang, her geesh, Miss Thang. Girl, I'm taking her pictures, Miss Thang, right now.
I told you that they put me on the train.
Miss Thang, girl, I'm gagging. I'm gagging at this chair, Miss Thang. But, yeah, we're not going to stick on that. Marcus took me off the ballot, Miss Thang, so, you know.
Yeah, girl, I'll take the blame for that, girl.
Marcus took my name off the ballot, Miss Thang, so.
Right, girl. Nobody loves you, girl.
Nobody loves me, so.
Well, good luck to you for all your other nominations, girl. Good luck.
I don't need no luck for all those other nominations.
Well, let's also get down to the madness. What is happening, and I really hate to ask this, but, you know, the people are asking. So the girls are banned from Vogue nights. They can't record. They can't record Vogue nights.
Oh.
I saw that.
The media, and then, somebody just posted something in the groom saying,
I don't know.
No, Kelly,
yeah.
You know, girl.
I saw that today.
No, baby, I don't know. I don't know nothing.
Basically, if you're not Jack or
I don't know. You have,
Jackson,
contact, you have to contact. You have to contact Andre and Jack for that.
I live.
Baby, you know.
Oh, really? Tonight at Vogue night should be interesting.
Well, hold on. Maybe things aren't changing. I thought Vogue night was supposed to start at 8 o'clock. It is 12:30. It sounds like all of y'all are perched where y'all ever y'all at.
I'm in my hotel room in my bed laying down very comfortably.
Baby, and I'm sitting here at my computer, and I'm fully dressed and everything, honey, and I'm just waiting.
So what time does the 8 o'clock Vogue night start?
It starts at the same time it always starts, at 1:30.
What happened with this whole it starting at 8 o'clock thing? When does that start?
I don't know, baby. You have to ask Jack. I'm doing my job, Marcus. I'm directing you where you need to be directed to. What? Why y'all falling out?
I'm directing you where you need to be. I'm directing you where you need to be talking.
I'm doing my job. I'm directing you to where you're supposed to go.
Yes, baby. That's what I'm here. I'm doing. I'm doing my duties, Miss Thang, baby.
Girl,
she called me the other. He hit me up on Facebook the other day and asked me about the table for North Carolina, and I directed him to where he needed to go to about the table.
No. What I did was, you said you did not want to be in the back, and said you were getting out on them, because you will be in the back. At this point, I do apologize.
Hold on, I won't be in the back.
No, Kelly, I'm going to serve you, girl. I'm just playing.
I won't be in the back, baby. I won't be in the back. I will never be in the back. Baby, I already told you, baby, honey, okay? I got Prodigy girlfriends, baby, that got front row seats, baby. I have Kong girlfriends that have front row seats, and baby, the half that I'm not on the panel, mistake, I'll be at one of those tables, mistake, with my back. So, baby, that's not on me, baby. I ain't got to say that, baby, please. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
Now, I have another. I would like to address some males. I've
heard
a lot of inboxes about what does traveling mean to me. A lot of people did not like the jet setter list. Amaya, do you agree with the whole jet setter?
Let me be clear. I don't have much of a voice, so I can't say much, but I will say this. The people that were on that show, so listen, I'll repeat what I said to Marcus because I'm a bitch, and I'll repeat it more if I can repeat it again. Most of the people on the jet setter list are not jet setters to me. Just because you go city to city and you prostitute does not make you a jet setter. Just because you go to sleep on people's floors all over the country does not make you a jet setter. Just because you get stuck in the city after a ball and you're there for 3 weeks does not mean that you're a jet setter. So, yes, I have a problem with the jet setter list. Period.
Who's not a jet setter, Amaya? I mean, evidently a few names sparked your plug, honey.
I don't have a list in front of me. Again, I'm laying in my hotel bed.
Well, you know, what happens is, you know, as I read the list, because, you know, some of them surprised me as well, I think some people really need to understand the geography of how this event is taking place and the dynamics of who voted. While everyone was able to vote, anybody and their mama, a lot of people who voted were basically from the South. We got a lot of Atlanta people, a lot of North Carolina people, a lot of Virginia people, a lot of D.C. people, and, you know, pretty much the Northeast. Like, when you got to, like, past Baltimore, they paid it. They didn't vote. The Midwest really didn't vote. Actually, more West Coast people voted than Midwest people. So when you live in the Midwest and you travel mainly the Midwest circuit, the names that were going to come out from there are from those Southern and East Coast people were going to be people that come to their city, because they don't know that from Ohio to St. Louis could be a 5 or 6 hour trip, and that is traveling in a way, but you really are doing it in your comfort zone, per se. Because I've gotten a lot of emails from these people. I did not handpick these people. Some of these people on the list I don't even know myself. So please don't take it personal. I did not pick these names. We did not pick these names. These were the most appearing names that got nominated. Whether that means, you know, a lot of people saying they sucked dick to get there, and, you know, well, bitch, who did they suck? I know mine didn't get sucked.
Like I told Mike, if it really, a lot of it didn't matter to me because I didn't get two shits of a fuck. And it's just funny to me that Jet Fetter, what Jet Fetter means to me and the names I see in that list are two completely different things. That's all.
Which particular city are you talking about? Are you talking about, like, the Chicago list or the Ohio list? I've been hearing a lot of complaints on those for some strange reason.
The Chicago list is extremely funny to me. I know over half of the Chicago. Let me shut up, child. I got too many things coming up. Like I said, it's a Jet Set thing going on, and that shit is funny. Most of those girls are not Jet Setters. Most of those girls can afford to be Jet Setters, period.
So basically you say you have to be fab to be a Jet Setter?
No, you don't have to be fab to be a Jet Setter, no.
You just can't be fab.
You could be a not to be a Jet Setter. They never had to do with fab or not or anything like that. It's about missing. Jet Setter means one thing. It does not mean going to another city to hole and pop up at a ball because the ball is happening there. You're not Jet Setting there.
Rodney, your opinion?
None.
Oh. Well, you're definitely
okay,
a jet setter, Rodney.
Perfect example. Rodney is a jet setter. Rodney does not go to a St. Louis, or he doesn't go to Atlanta, or he doesn't go to North Carolina expecting to make a coin when he shows up to a ball. He jet sets to the ball. He goes to have fun. He goes home. That's the difference.
Oh, you saying the girls sometimes don't they jet set because they couldn't afford to leave?
Girl, so like let's be realistic here.
Also, they don't on the legendary stuck list.
You also don't have to travel for a ball. You can travel for a party. You can travel to kick it. Like, Jet Setter is just not, and to me, Jet Setter is just different than what the name can appear on the list. But once again, as I stated in the post, it is what the people wanted. So I cannot knock what they say.
All right. Michi, your thoughts?
I don't too much fit any mind.
You obviously did. You congratulated everybody on the West Coast that made the list, honey. So don't act like that now.
I mean, I didn't pay no mind like that's where I was going in for, you know.
Well,
no,
I mean you took it personally. You know.
Some people really did
inbox me and just started reading people and was like, I don't know how the fuck she was on the list. I travel more than her. I win more than her. You might win more than her, but you may not
like
be as
more than her.
That's the difference.
That is the difference.
And you might win more balls because it's your girlfriends up there. Your girlfriend didn't vote for you this time.
Exactly.
That might be the difference of why you win the balls and she's winning the people's choice.
Mm.
No shade. It all depends on the situation.
The people's choice.
Who is
who?
Yes. This picture, the video. video of the drag queen in Philly.
20, the one from the trade. 202-450, you're live on the air.
This is 2014. Tell them niggas in Huffers that think or got a problem with the jet setter category or whatever the fuck. Tell them the motherfuckers to call in if they got a motherfucking problem. 2014. Fuck all that shit.
Ain't nobody gonna call in. Bitches scared. Bitches ain't about that life.
Well, I'm about that life. I'm a jet setter. I'm about that fucking life. Oh, that pussy bitch just call in.
I know that's right.
We're going to get pray. Bishop, are you coming down to North Carolina?
I'm thinking about it. I got a couple of folks that's coming down there.
Where Kelly coming? You know, y'all can, you get on the mega bus with Kelly.
No, I got some folks that might fly me down there. I might do a little thing.
Okay.
I might do
a thing
at a club, dance at a club, and then just come on straight down there.
Oh.
Baby, you said Kelly. Who said Kelly's getting on the mega bus?
I was kicking, girl.
Baby, Kelly ain't getting on the mega bus, baby.
Girl.
Kelly getting on Amtrak.
It's a whole lot. It's so shame. Actually, I think I like mega bus better than Amtrak.
Yeah,
it took me a whole 7 hours to get from Eastern North Carolina to Charlotte today. 7 hours. I think I'd rather take a mega bus. The train kept stopping on the track. It was late. It was horrible.
Because it was snowing.
Bitch, it ain't no snowing on North Carolina.
No. Well, baby, I'm getting on Amtrak.
The train was 13 minutes late. When they got to the station to pick us up in Rocky Mount, we got to Charlotte 2.5 hours late. So we kept stopping in the middle of the track. They're like, "Oh, we have clearance or something, clearance issues. I don't know what it was." Bitch, we stopped for 45 minutes one time, an hour, second time, like 35 minutes. No, ma'am, never again.
Oh, no.
You know the way this weather is. The way this weather is, Mother Nature might turn it.
I will only take the train from D.C. and up now. They don't have no issues. You get on, and you keep pumping.
Well, I'm getting on a train, honey. I'm taking the train down, honey. I'm leaving a whole weekend early. I'm going to North Carolina. I'm going to North Carolina. Let's turn it out.
Turn it out.
Yeah. Who coming? You coming with me, Michi?
Turn it out.
I'm going to run amok in North Carolina.
Well, I don't like that term, run amok.
Why?
I don't know what that's giving.
Maybe I'm going to run amok. Maybe it's going to be a big thing. We're making North Carolina into a big thing, honey. I'm running amok.
North Carolina is going to be a big thing. Everybody is doing it. I'm really excited. So, ladies and gentlemen, just make sure you're in North Carolina on the 7th, the 8th, the 9th. You know, we have a special invasion for you guys for Sunday for the aftermath. So
baby, I'm motherfucking. I'm coming to steal people's husbands and everything.
Oh.
What's up? What's up now?
Yeah. There's special groups coming down.
Yeah.
So you just said you're going to North Carolina to shake your purse, bitch.
Baby, I'll shake my purse, baby. Okay. Baby, I'm going to North Carolina to turn it up, baby, honey. Okay. It's going to be a big thing, honey. Just know that the Butch Queen Hours have a special room for all the girls that want to get turned up with all the Butch
Queen. It's Butch Queen Hour weekend. It's the Underground weekend. It's the House of Cocktail Reunion weekend. It's the House of Ebony weekend. It's going to be very
The House of Ebony always got a fucking weekend.
Everybody's
going.
Girl, I know we do not.
They just had a Christmas dinner.
Miss Sadie, y'all just had Ebony Weekend
in
Texas?
That's not Ebony Weekend, Bishop. Keep it cute. You know nothing about this. Stay in your corner.
So y'all have,
you
y'all just, I have Ebony Weekend in different, y'all just have Ebony Weekend in different regions and just set a national Ebony Weekend where y'all all come together like every other house?
Well, hold on, Kelly, while we're addressing that, you missed Mizrahi Weekend this year, so maybe you could have a special Mizrahi Weekend in North Carolina.
I didn't miss Mizrahi Weekend. I just didn't go.
Marcus.
I know that, girl. I was just trying to be shady.
Oh, yeah. I just bring up, baby. I came home.
I know you were calm, bitch.
I came home Friday night, and Mr. Weekend was that weekend, and I stayed home in my house.
Well, you should have.
Maybe I did. I stayed home and I relaxed and I enjoyed the comfort of my bed. Honey, hold on. 336-456, your live on the air.
Yeah, the Ebony Storm.
Yeah, what's going on? This is Chicken Ebony. The official Ebony Weekend is always thrown in North Carolina. That's the official Ebony Weekend.
Oh, so all of those other ones is just generic?
Yeah.
Girl.
Okay. I just wanted to know. I just wanted to know when was the official national Ebony Weekend, because I be hearing about a lot of them. Okay. I wanted to know when the official one. So the official one is North Carolina. Thank you, Chicken.
No, girl. You don't hear about a lot of them. It's just that we come in numbers and dominate so much when we arrive.
Oh, baby. I'm not even
going
to go through this with you, honey.
Weekend,
okay, baby. I'm not even going to go through this.
Absolutely. It feels like it's an Ebony Weekend because we're in strong numbers.
I sure hope y'all cater, because that shit y'all had looked like it was catered from the prison.
What are you talking about, sweetie? What are you talking about, Miss Fan?
I'm talking about that.
I don't know
which one
you
went, that
Bishop.
Christmas
hold
dinner.
On, Kelly, hold on. Hold on,
Amici. I don't know what one you went to, baby, but the one I went to last year in North Carolina, oh, baby, they had a spread, baby, okay?
No, He's talking about the Christmas party.
Whoever house that was over, what they said was an Ebony, and they said that Ebony cooked, and that shit looked like pure prison food.
Honey, ain't nobody told you shit, honey. Quit reading the comments and think you know what's going on. Shut the fuck up.
I seen the pictures.
Honey. I've seen the motherfucking pictures.
Yeah, so if you're in Butch Queen Hour, we look forward to seeing you. The cocktail hour, the cocktails, you know. Come down, the Ebonies. I hear the Prodigies are storming. They coming to make us know it in North Carolina like they did a few years ago. You know, everybody's coming. The Balenciagas, the Israelis.
Oh, well, okay, well, people that's on the, it's Banks Ebony, Berlin Ebony, Toya Ebony, Jay Khan, Tree Chanel, and Mimi Khan is on the list for the Jet Setters for Chicago. So who's not a Jet Setter on that list?
Okay, hello.
You said the ones that come in town, mistake. Okay, I'm going to break it down, okay? So the ones that come in town and stay in town because they escorts, mistake. I see three of them on the list. That's Jay,
okay.
Tree, and Mimi.
Let me explain this, and I'm not going to go back and forth because I'm getting judged for both nights, and anybody who's got a problem with what I say, I go out everywhere. The people that I agree with on the list are Banks and Toya.
No.
Well, I can't take away what Tree did. Tree really did travel. He's been to California and North Carolina and Texas.
He made his coins. He just said it, mistake. He came to the ball. He made his coins, mistake, girl. He just said it.
Let me tell you something. Your explanation of just said and mine are different. I didn't read Tree. But like I said, the two I agree with is what I said.
Oh, she only see Banks and motherfucking Toya. Okay, what's up now?
What?
Honey.
Because they're jet setters.
Well, Jay's been on the low for a little while.
I haven't seen him.
Man, them voting categories are key.
What do you mean, Bishop? Did you know anybody?
I actually didn't vote, but the thing is that I seen the list.
Bishop is the one that got his name on the motherfucking nomination ballot. The overall mother, that was Bishop's motherfucking.
What do you mean by okay? Your terminology, Bishop, was a key. Is that what you said?
Yeah, the whole list was a key.
What was a key to you? You haven't been to a ball in how long?
I mean, it's just that it was a key because I'm just like you, Marcus. But it's just a key how that list was and how people just like mad as shit over the damn list.
Okay,
that's
so you're
the
saying
key.
Not the list is the key. The people being upset that their name didn't make the list.
It was just action packed how that list was. It made it so action packed for everybody that voted and everybody that got mad when they found out who.
Okay, so you want to rephrase your comment. You're not saying the list is the key. The reactions to the list.
The reaction was the key.
Okay, we thank you, Bishop. We thank you.
You're welcome.
Michi, have you started getting your $1,000 best trust effect together?
Marcus?
Yes?
I'm okay.
What?
All right.
She said she's not wasting her time. She don't want to get sad.
I'm MLK. Thanks.
Oh, you're going to be MLK?
So, Mark. Yes, I'll be an MLK, honey.
I'm taking my Uber.
Who's on the West Coast? Who's on the West Coast list for Jet Setter?
Junior Ebony. Michelle A. St. Laurent. Mashanti, what house is she in now?
Ms. Rahi.
Mashanti, Ms. Rahi. Devani Ebony.
Who
that? Evokes Femme. Michi, who else? Oh, Marlon, Ms. Rahi. And it was one more.
Indigo Revlon.
Oh, Lovely.
Lovely
no, it wasn't Indigo, it was Lovely.
Indigo was for Twist. Indigo was for Twister.
Right.
Okay.
The West Coast, that was the West Coast list. So, Michi, Atlanta's first. You know, we definitely are going to support Atlanta. But are you getting your $1,000 best dress effect together? The girl said they missed you at the Balenciaga ball. They didn't see you in the line. So they want to see you come play for $1,000.
Girl.
What? It's no shade. AJ gonna tap you on your shoulder. AJ St. Laurent gonna tap you on your shoulder. He said he got you the first time in LA. He's gonna get you again.
No, she did not get it, actually.
He got you because he won at over this ball.
By default.
It's by default. You got chopped.
Girl,
you got chopped and he won. So what you mean? That's not default.
You know what? Since we making it hot, honey, baby, to all the girls that's out there that's on the phone lines, Miss Thang, please press 1 and call in, Miss Thang. Let's talk about the People's Choice Awards, Miss Thang, okay? Since they paid for commercial, Miss Thang, honey, bitch, let's talk about who the girls don't see that's on these nomination lists.
That's fine, too. I live.
2014, half of the niggas.
However, now I am going to encourage you. I do have the printout. So if you call in here and say your name did not make the list, my first question to you is, did you vote for yourself? If you did not vote for yourself,
do not
come
on
and question it.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
So big, I see all this black stuff on her neck, and her teeth was like yellow. I was like, oh, she got one brown in the middle. I was like, honey, she is smiling traffic up in here with her ugly mouth. Oh, she was so ugly, and that's why I have nightmares to meet y'all ugly, dirty girls on here. Y'all some ugly, dirty, straight girls on here, and it is so sad that a fag looks better than a...
What was that?
Sound
like he was leaving the voicemail.
South Philly or John. I'm crying. And I'm done with that.
Say what?
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Her stomach was so big, and she had all this black stuff on her neck, and her teeth was, like, yellow. I was like, oh, she got one brown in the middle. I was like, honey, she is smiling traffic up in here with her ugly mouth. Oh, she was so ugly, and that's why I have nightmares to meet y'all ugly, dirty girls on here. Y'all some ugly, dirty, straight girls on here, and it is so sad that a fag looks better than a woman and sharper than one. It's sad that it's not a sharp girl on here.
The girls are on the chat lot on the radio show.
Yes, your shoulder is hurt for, like, you know, 2 months, and you're walking home from the train station, and one of your car, niggas try to jump, you can't fight because your shoulder's already out of whack. No, like, you always have to be prepared in life.
What chat line is this? What's a
young girl? I thought that's probably the Raven.
646-464.
Oh, shit, I didn't even press one, I'm sorry.
Baby, what you talking about over there?
Oh, I'm in the gym.
Oh, because you was reading over there? Who you reading?
You reading in the gym.
You can put me back on hold, Kelly. Thank you.
Was you playing over there reading?
404-973, you're live on the air. 404-973.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I got a question. I was just on YouTube, and I was just, you know, looking at some clips. And I wanted to know, is Selwyn Mizrahi a doll or a doll baby?
Well, hold the baby up.
Hold on, baby.
I don't know if we could call her from the line because she has her Hawaii phone number. But hold on, I'm gonna try to see if I can call her from the switchboard so you can ask her yourself.
Get my sister on the phone, honey.
Hold on, I'm going to try to get her on the phone. She got a Hawaii number, but I don't know if we can call her from the switchboard. But I'm going to try to call her, and you can ask her yourself. You can ask her yourself, honey, okay?
She might be five hours back.
Hold on, let me see if we can call her. I don't know if we can call her number. Oh, no, we can't call her number. Hold on, let me try to get her to call into the show.
Why can't you call a Hawaii number? It's a U.S.
You can call
a
Hawaii number.
Her number is international.
Kelly,
yes.
Hawaii is not an international number at all.
Yes,
it's not.
Well, hers is. Yes. They said that on the board. Well, call into the radio show. They want to ask you a question.
You got to give me the number because I haven't recorded that shit in so long.
I'm about to text it to your phone right now.
All right, text it.
Okay, hold on, caller. I'm texting her the number right now. So she'll definitely be on, and you can ask her yourself.
Don't ever tell nobody that Hawaii is international again.
Well, that's what the switchboard just said.
It shouldn't say that at all.
Well, the switchboard just said that when I just tried to dial her number, it said, hold on, I'm going to tell you.
How many states are there in the United States?
It said call field, international calls are not allowed from this server. Okay, that's what it just said on the board.
Oh, well, then y'all need
that's
to call.
Crazy.
Y'all need to contact Blog Talk because Hawaii is definitely in the United States.
It's just on the outskirts, just like Alaska.
Okay, well, I'm only telling y'all what the switchboard said. Okay.
Right. We just want you to. That's just for knowledge for you. We don't want you to, you know. And to the girls that keep saying Pacific for specific, something is wrong.
Honey, hold on, honey. I'm waiting for her to call in, caller. So hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
You can never, none of your party line, they said, man, get the doll together, ugly. So what your nasty said self going to do is lose your mind up in here. The doll is here, bum, bum. You got a low phone and a low.
Okay. Ooh. Beverly, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
404-973, my sister is right there. You can ask her any question that you want to ask her.
What?
404-973. Hello?
They weren't about their life.
Oh, child, I guess they going, honey. They wanted to ask you a question, baby. I told them I'd call
they
you, honey.
They wasn't about their life.
Shout out to my own girl, Icon Cabbage Ebony. How you going?
Oh, you're there, Carla.
Selvin.
Who's this?
Baby, I was watching YouTube. And I was wondering, are you a doll or a doll baby?
What happened?
A doll or a doll baby?
Who is this?
I don't know. I didn't get it.
You said, am I a doll? Am I a doll or a doll baby?
Yeah, what's like a doll or a doll baby?
I'm both, sweetie. I'm the creator of it. You can't read the creator. But anyway, shout out to my sister, Cabbage Ebony. May her rest in peace. Happy birthday. Kelly, that's what you called me for. Call me when
it's
time
for Kelly. What was you in the dollhouse?
Kelly said she didn't know. She said I don't know what he is. I said, well,
exactly, and that's how I like to keep it for the new year. You don't know because you won't know unless if I want you to know, and that's knowing, and that's not the question.
Bye,
call me
bye,
when it's about
baby.
Money.
Bye, bye, baby.
Is this Stanley?
Baby, I don't know who it was. It was a 973. Atlanta number.
Exactly, and that's what makes it so over. You won't know who it is because it's a non-factor doll. She's that doll that's in the what's the new dollar store name? Kelly. Dills.
You know, I kind of figured who that was, but
it don't matter.
I'm gonna keep my peace.
Do they have that in Atlanta?
Oh, fuck that! Was that Johnny's? Johnny's living in Atlanta, right? Was it that Manny's?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I know that she wouldn't disrespect me like that, but shout outs to her. But do they have that new store that's down there now? The new dollar store called Dale's. That might be her. That's Mother Dale's, the dollar doll. Kelly, please stop connecting me to these dollar doll girls.
Are you coming out, sister?
I'm on my way out now.
I'll see you in a few minutes.
Yes, I'm celebrating my sister Cabbage, honey. That's what's on my mind right now.
Okay, well, I'll see you in a few minutes.
All righty. Bye, everybody.
All right.
Good night.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
A lion mate. But today I got a sledgehammer because I will beat you out your misery.
You better work, Dino.
What is a Dondo? I told you he was a retarded faggot with no look, no life.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello? I want to know why they call into the radio show on the chat line.
Mm-hmm. Your party line, they said, man, get the doll together, ugly. So what your nasty said, stop going to.
Is that what y'all do on that chat line? Is that what y'all call in and do? Y'all really a
No, that's when they get on the chat line, honey, and they go in those rooms, honey.
Somebody see what chat line they on and get in that room and see what they reading about.
Do people really still call into chat lines?
They call a chat line when they high and they get life. That's what I used to do.
That shit is
old for the birds.
You be on the chat line, Bishop?
Well, I used to be on the chat line all the time, but that shit's old, man.
Video chat, and y'all are still calling chat lines? Oh, Lord.
Marcus, you used to call the chat line?
No. Not
of course.
Yeah. I have to see you. I'd be so bad I beat you and then you talk about you. You describe yourself and you look like Freddie Jackson.
Meet you go with that line?
Well, you know they read each other on Uvu. They read and roast each other on Uvu. And you can't see them on Uvu also, because they put their junk down. They put their camera down.
Oh, no. Are you going to block them then? Yeah. Ain't no reason to play
it. Chill.
Kelly, did the trade call you from First Fridays?
The what?
Did the trade ever call you for First Fridays?
What trade?
That girl, the trophy statue, the W you gave that boy in front of his girlfriend.
Oh, child, baby. Marcus, I didn't get my number out. I paid it. No, I paid it, Marcus. It's still in my hit pack.
Okay, Kelly. All right.
No, Marcus, I'm being honest with you.
Okay, girl, text me the realty. Okay.
Yeah. I told you the realty.
All right. It's 2014. We're just going to accept it.
Marcus, stop trying me, okay?
I love you, Kelly.
Okay. Stop knocking at my door, okay? And I'm telling you what it was, honey. I ain't got a lot of you.
You knocked on my door, so I had to knock back.
You want me to knock at your door?
No.
Do you really want me to knock at your door?
You want to play this game tonight?
You want to play tonight?
You
don't want to play, Marcus.
Kelly.
I know this is not the game that you want to play, Marcus. Okay.
Kelly.
We'll make it real hot on the show tonight.
We can be nasty.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that.
Okay, all right. Stay down then, young man, young lady.
We'll just get Mitri.
What?
I said we'll just get Mitri.
Well, Mitri, have you gotten your deposit yet? Because I'm pretty sure the California girls have called those people and asked about your deposit.
Oh, girl.
He ain't getting no fucking deposit.
Oh.
Hey, him, Miss Sang girl. Mitri about to, as soon as it's ready,
yes, it is, girl, and it's here, girl. Yes, it is, girl.
As soon as we get off the show, baby, Mitri is going to be right on his computer, baby, looking for his ticket. Okay? Baby, please. Mitri ain't thinking about those girls no more. Mitri coming to the Carolinas. Right, Mitri?
You said what?
You coming to the Carolinas. Where all the girls going to be at.
And this is her ballroom birthplace. I don't even know why she would pay the Carolinas. If it wasn't for North Carolina, she would be a nobody.
What happened, bitch? Hold the fuck up. Now, Miss Girl, you done went too motherfucking far, mama.
No, that's what you said. I just repeat what you said. You
no,
said North
girl,
Carolina was your birthplace.
I never said I would be no nobody. I said North Carolina.
I just added
where
that
I
in.
I don't walk
No, you said North Carolina was your birthplace. That was where you found yourself in
ballroom.
Right. So without North Carolina, you'd be nobody.
Who says she was somebody
girl.
Now?
You know what? Let me tell you. You know what? Girl, I can't right now.
I thought I was on mute.
No. No, you stupid bitch. You went on a motherfucking mute, girl. You knew you went on a mute.
Oh,
girl.
Shit. I thought I was on mute, honey. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. Y'all keep marking them. Keep motherfucking trying it, girl.
What? Who's trying it? I got to stop and get me some motherfucking, Miss Angel.
Mm-hmm, you do that.
To
the
girls
little family stole
North-
my bottle of gel, Miss Angel, off my dresser.
To the girls who've never been to North Carolina, there are three places that you must eat while you're here. One is the Waffle House, one is the Chicken Box, and then we also have a place called Cookout. Once you go there once, you will always go back.
Baby, the girls only eat at the Waffle House, baby. The Waffle House is where it's at, Miss Thing. They're very cheap. It's dirty as fuck, Miss Thing, but the food is good as fuck. Miss Thing, when I pass Delaware, Miss Thing, I eat at no place but the Waffle House when I'm out of town.
And then the legendary cookout. The food tastes like it's right off of, well, it is off a grill.
Yeah, it's so good.
And that's the only place you could eat for $4. I have a whole combo.
Yes, you do, with a drink.
With a drink.
And two sides. What's the two sides?
Yes, God.
They need some places like that in New York, because the only cheap place to eat in New York is BBQ's, and I'm getting a little tired of that dry-ass rice.
I like BBQ's drink.
He on his way. He just hit me up and say, he's our... Baby, you better hurry up. Hello? Baby. Yeah, like, probably
so what's
my T-cells lower than...
So was 2014, was there any mid-season replacements Tuesday night?
Oh, my God. Your mouth is so fucking nasty.
Ooh.
Baby, they know who I'm talking to that just text my phone. Baby, your mouth is so fucking horrible and disgusting, Miss. Oh, I'm gagging. Yeah, I'm really fucking gagging at the kid's mouth. The kid's mouth is nasty.
What did they say?
Baby, honey. Baby, I can't repeat it, honey. 718-593, you're live on the air. Yes, you. Yes, you. 917-593, you're live on the air. 718-593, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live
Hello?
On the air. Hello? Okay, I'm not, no, I cannot repeat what you, just texted me on the air. We don't talk about, we can't talk about that. We don't talk, we don't discuss that on the radio. Ernie. So I can't repeat that. Baby, it's a mess. I be gagging at the children's mouth, honey. My phone is fully charged, baby, or both of my iPhones are fully charged and everything, baby.
Well, oh, my God,
I know I'm going to get me a video tonight, honey.
Well, oh, my God, it must be really cold. Attention, everyone. The Stars of the Century show was canceled tonight due to extreme weather conditions. Wow. No titty girls tonight.
Those girls are
is
still out
really
of town.
That
That's why they canceled. Those girls got stuck out of town, Miss Thing. They was all out of town performing this weekend, honey, and they got stuck. They performed on Saturday and Sunday out of town, Miss Thing. Flights got canceled, Miss Thing. I don't know why
all
they just...
when they got canceled.
Hold on. Who are you talking about? What's what are you talking about? They just texted me and said, tell his ass to jump off a motherfucking, a fucking bridge. And they said some other stuff, honey. But who are you talking about? It's four people on the, oh. Child, he ain't on the phone? Baby, he ain't on the phone, man. These ain't on the phone. Oh, they was reading my niece about her cells, and she looked like a brick, and she needs to jump over buildings. She ain't on the phone.
Oh. We're going to pray for her.
Oh. See, that's why you're not... That's why your ass is not in the chat room, honey, because if you was in the chat room, I couldn't deal with your mouth. Your mouth is too nasty.
Ronnie?
Yes, I'm getting dressed. What?
Why? Well, nothing, Felicia. I was just...
We all getting ready, Marcus.
I'm sorry. It's too cold up there. And I'm in North Carolina, crossing T's and dotting I's to make sure y'all trip is worth what y'all want it to be.
Baby, I'm going to have fun regardless, baby. As long as my room is next door to the executive suite.
Oh.
I need to make sure my room is right next door to the executive suite, honey. So I can see everything that's going in and out.
I mean, you won't be across the hall.
Yeah. I need to see everything that's going in and out so I can have my camera recorded.
Hey, I wanted to ask a question. Jack Mizrahi, he streams the balls on he streams Vogue Night.
Mike Q does.
Oh yeah, Mike Q. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Mike Q streams Vogue Night. Shoot, you know what makes it so interesting? When these major balls come up, they should be streamed also.
Well, they should
I was
not.
Just
you
thinking about
your ass
that.
To the ball.
No. It's not just that. I was just thinking about that also.
No. What are you? I'm telling you, no. I don't agree.
I agree because it'll actually make more revenue for some people that really don't live for the balls no more. They used to live for the balls to come out to the balls again. It'll work both ways.
No, they're not. They go. Who would go if you used to go to balls all the way in New York and you live in Atlanta now? What would make you fly to New York to go to the ball if you could watch it on your computer for free? If you're really not into it,
who said it was going to be free?
Child, you have to worry about so much crap these days, baby. The ballroom scene is a cash only type of business.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen when they stop, you know, when the world gets rid of paper currency and everything's only done electronically through a card.
Okay.
I can see that Kelly now. I go to Kelly Ball, and they'd be like, I need to swipe your card to take the money out. No, ma'am.
The bitch, I ain't going to your ball.
Oh, no, I would go to your ball. I'll be honest with you. I would go to your ball. Because what I used to do back in the days is before I knew Andre DVD, before I knew him, like, personally, I would go and buy me a Green Dot card. And I would put $20 on the Green Dot card. Bitch, and that's how I would buy my DVDs. I would never use my bank card.
Not knowing he couldn't see your information anyway.
Bitch, well, I didn't know, bitch. I don't trust any queen, bitch. Any queen that's selling anything, bitch, I go buy a prepaid card, and I load exactly what needs to be loaded on it, bitch, and that's the only time I use that card. Bitch, I don't trust the girls, bitch, please. It's myself is on the phone, Rodney's on the phone, Marcus is on the phone, Amaya's is on the phone, honey, and Bishop is on the phone. That's who on the phone. To my red phone texter. That's who's on the phone. Okay. It's a lot. But look, I guess the girls they want to talk about North Carolina. I don't know why the girls don't want to talk about. Anybody wants to read Miss Thing and send private messages through fake screen names about the People's Choice and who was nominated and everything. Rodney is not a Milan. Rodney is a prodigy. Keep up with your current events, boo. Okay? Keep up
he
with your current events, okay?
Rodney is
overall for the cocktail prodigy. Okay? We got to keep the kids up on their current events. You know, the kids is real out.
Actually,
the kids is outdated.
North Carolina, he'll be stepping down in the House of Cocktails. He'll be just determined that he'll be founding father.
Oh, yeah. That's Rodney that used to be a Milan, but now he's a prodigy, yes.
Yeah,
don't call me dumb,
father,
bitch. Right?
Cocktail.
You said what?
He'll only be founding father, cocktail. The board, we decided to, you know, pursue other things. We got a new overall father coming out.
Was it the house of snowball table?
Marcus, we just let you back in the house. Don't start.
No, you didn't let me back in the house. You asked me to come back.
Just let you back in the house. Now give it to you.
Hold on. I'm overall overseer.
No, you're directing father.
I'm overall directing father.
You won't make the ballot, bitch.
We just will.
Yes, you definitely won't make the ballot. We'll definitely make sure your name is taken off the ballot.
Hey,
Kelly.
Hey. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about this post that's an official?
Well,
this post that this dude named Chris Jones made. Did y'all talk about that? About Naomi.
No, we did not. The girls post shit so they can get reactions from people, baby.
Uh-huh.
Okay. baby. And it's about 100 and something posts in there, baby. And if she wanted to comment on the post, she would have went and commented on the post. She's been in the room, Miss Thing. They tagged her name in the post, and she didn't comment on the post. The girls just do shit because they have nothing else better to do with their life.
She played it. She was unbothered.
Yes, Rodney. My friends had to tell you that they live for you, Rodney.
Thank you.
Yes. And Marcus is trying to stop stir pots around here.
What pot should I stir?
Okay. Tread lightly.
What did I do, young lady?
Tread lightly.
What did I do? No, Kelly, I am the overall director father of the House of Cocktail. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I got
real quiet. I hung up. Kelly, get cut off.
Okay, I thought it was real quiet.
Oh, no, sorry, honey, sorry.
I don't remember what happened this weekend. I was cocktailed. Blame it on the alcohol.
Ain't nobody. Oh my God, you were really trying. Ain't nobody trying my daughter, honey. Okay, this motherfucker over here is crazy. Don't talk about, dude. I be trying Laomi because I gonna fuck somebody up. Child, ain't nobody trying my child, baby. Please. You don't even know what's going on. You only hear half of a conversation because you're on the radio. You don't even know what they talking about because you're not even in the group. No, you shut up.
Well, can we, Kelly?
Yes.
Would you like to comment on the male entertainer that performed at the ball that also stripped?
No, I would not. I would not like to comment, baby. Amaya's gone, honey. Her phone.
All male entertainers right now are messes.
The performance was great. I'm going to be 100% honest. The performance was great by the trans man. The allude was cute and everything, Miss Thang. And it was a little turn on set, Miss Thang, when he had his clothes on, Miss Thang. He was definitely turning all the girls on at the yes.
I'm on my way to
the
house.
Okay. Okay. He was hold on, y'all.
What show, Marcus? Where was the show at? At Philly
so,
First
no,
Friday.
He definitely turned everybody on when he came out and he started his performance.
No, he did not. But okay.
Oh, some of the people.
No,
he turned the
y'all.
Girls on, Miss Thang. He definitely turned the girls, some of the girls on while he was doing his performance. He definitely, Michi, you're back on. He definitely, you know, the performance was definitely cute. He used to be in your house, Rodney, the trans man. I forgot his name, though.
Rome.
Hold on now. Rome can perform.
Rome
can perform.
Okay.
Let me finish. It was cute. He came out of his clothes and he had on a pair of boxers and some suspenders. It was cute from, you know, we was behind the DJ's booth, so his back was facing to us. His body was chiseled, the ass looked nice, the legs looked nice and everything. And then he turned around, baby, and it fucked up the whole allude.
Well, see, hold on, this
it
the thing.
It looked like Janet Jackson was performing.
This is the thing with Rome. Rome is more where Rome used to perform in Philly when we was in Key West. When we was on Key West, Rome had this illusion. He was a stud then. Back then, he was a stud. He had a very good set, but now I don't know how his performance is now that he's trans male.
He is real out in the face. But he needs to have a top surgery. It is no shade. Like,
that's
not body. It looks like breast.
And that's why he keeps walking butch realness, because he says.
Also, he's not a trans man.
He says he still has chest. He's more butch realness.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I can go with that. I can go with that if he's a butch. But right, I thought he was a trans man. Because, I mean, everything about him gives you man.
It sure does, baby. Until he turned around, baby, and it was like,
Kelly, what's the name of Jesus? I'm trying to be socially conscious.
He turned around. He may have. He turned around, baby, and it was like,
he's never done nothing. He's never done anything at top. I mean, because it looks like he worked out with it, but they still were drooping a little bit.
Well, you know this is the year. This is the year of the trans male. And I'm going to let you know, I believe the trans male, this is going to be the trans male's year, 2014. Because I have one of my best friends is a trans male. And, I mean, they look over now. Excuse me for saying her name. Her name is Pleasure. And she's from the D.C. and Baltimore area. And when I tell you her transformation is awesome, I mean, well, his transformation is awesome. It's awesome. It's going to be the year of the trans male, I believe it. I just believe it in the ballroom scene.
Baby.
Yeah, that definitely.
Somebody give me a gun, please.
It was no shit. You'd rather see paint dry?
I'd rather not see it at all.
I have to stop it the way it really gets in jail.
Baby, that's how I feel about it, honey.
Really?
I'm gonna be honest with y'all, honey. I'd rather see a butch do it, honey.
I do.
Why is everybody so quiet?
Well,
I'm high.
I'm chilling. I'm in this bed. In this bed.
Oh, Kelly, I got to get you a chill pill.
You said you got to give me a what?
A chill pill.
What's that? What I need a chill pill for?
It's a marijuana pill. No, it
don't
make...
baby, I don't do that shit.
It's not like a pill. It's a piece of candy. It's like a Jolly Rancher.
It's
and
marijuana.
You got marijuana in it?
Uh-huh. It's marijuana. I don't do marijuana, honey. Baby.
Kelly, are the numbers still up? Are the girls listening to us?
Yes, the girls are still listening, baby. They still here, baby. Where they going?
I don't know.
Honey.
Well, make sure y'all come out to the aftermath on that Sunday. Tins and Chops invades the Carolinas. Grand prize performance, tag team performance, 250 pearls, $250 open to our runway. At $200 legendary realness with the understudy, sponsored by Ballroom Toe Bags. Gag on that, girls. We'll see y'all at the aftermath.
Yes, Ballroom Toe Bags. Oh, Lord. Miss Day.
Yes, you shaking
your what you doing over there, man?
What you say?
So what you doing over there? Making all the noises.
I'm putting on my UGG boots.
But, Kelly, I'll see you in a minute.
Honey, I'm putting on my motherfucking UGG boots, honey, and sitting here, honey, making sure my UGG boots is on, baby, making sure I got my coat and my gloves and everything that I motherfucking need, honey.
Miss Kelly.
Yes?
Stop your motherfucking shit, girl. Them ain't no motherfucking UGGs, girl. Them is bear claws, girl. Y'all girls quit motherfucking calling them boots Uggs, girl, because that's the
first
time
I got
my
message.
Yeah.
Those are bear claws, girl.
Baby, these are Uggs, baby, okay, baby? It's about to be 16 below here, honey, okay?
Girl, Uggs have a too deep of an arch for you to get your motherfucking foot up in some Uggs, girl, bitch. You got some
Bear
claws.
Don't worry. I'm going to take a picture because, you know, I got the boy Uggs. I got the girl Uggs, Miss Thing. You know, I got some old Miss Thing. You know, I'm being Gikant, Nietzsche, you know. I'm
Benji,
the Benji Kunstad around here,
not.
You know.
Well, you know Kelly packing her phones like she packing a gun right now because she's finna know something going to happen so she can be in action.
Oh, no, I always have to take my phones out with me. I definitely have to take both of my phones out with me. I have to take both of my iPhones out with me, baby. And I have to take my camera with me and my charger just in case something goes on, just in case something goes dead. I can get all footage because, you know, I can't – I recorded that a second fight, you know, with somebody else's phone, honey, and, you know, and then they send my footage to the other girls, mistake, so the other girls can, you know, put my footage up on YouTube also. So I have to have all copyrights to my footage.
I just hope and pray, man. I just hope and pray they okay. They okay tonight.
Well, I hope and pray every time I go out that the girls are definitely okay when I step out in the building with the girls.
Kelly, how do you feel about promoting ballroom violence to the society that already?
If the girls take and act like animals, Miss Thing, I'm going to record them, Miss Thing, and I'm going to put it up, Miss Thing. Like, what the fuck? Bitches can't get mad. Bitches want to take and have an opinion on how I'm supposed to be a legend, Miss Thing, and girls want to sit here and girls want to fight and do all type of other things. Like I said in the group, Miss Thing, you bitches sit here on Facebook and you bitches read and go back and forth on motherfucking Facebook about these motherfucking situations that y'all motherfucking have, Miss Thing. You know where a bitch live at, bitch. You know when the bitches go out to the club and everything, because all you ballroom girls, Miss Thing, is the same club girls, Miss Thing. But no, you bitches want to wait until you come to Vogue Nights, or you want to wait until you come to a ball to show your ass off, Miss Thing. Why y'all don't fight when y'all at the motherfucking clubs, Miss Thing? Y'all want to wait to come in, and so I'm going to give them exactly what they want. Y'all want to give them a shit? Y'all want to pull the show? I'm going to record it.
Melissa Love, that transcends everything in the picture.
The way we used to do it back in the days, bitch, we would go to a motherfucking bitch house. Okay, this is how we used to do it, okay? Michi, you and Marcus was girlfriends, Miss Thing, right? And I was girlfriends with Marcus, too. But Marcus was more scared of me kicking his ass. So I would take Marcus and have Marcus knock on that bitch motherfucking door, Miss Thing, and get her to open and look through the people and see Marcus standing at the door. As soon as she opened the motherfucking door, I snatch Marcus out of the way and run up in that bitch house and whoop her motherfucking ass. That's how we used to do it back in the days.
Well, girl, you better be happy you only live in the South, girl, because you definitely would have got shot in the South, girl.
Okay.
Well, I remember when people was injecting people with just straight up strangers and shit. We were just talking about that earlier in the ballroom scene group, how Miss Kelly from Philly used to do that shit. Get the girls with the needles. Get them together with the needles.
Baby. Baby, Yes, God.
You looking at the trans male.
What?
You looking at the trans man?
No, Baby, I'm doing my makeup. Yes, God. God, Cuddy, yes!
Who is I am?
Take a picture of Kelly.
I'll take a picture of what? Take a picture of what?
You said you're doing your makeup.
Oh, baby, you know I'm going to take a picture once I finish doing my paint. Oh, no, I can't take a picture once I finish doing my paint. I got to wait until after I get downtown. I got to go stop and get me some gel. I ain't got no gel or gel asides down. So I ain't taking no picture right now. But my face is on, honey.
I can hear you.
Baby, the face is on, honey. Oh, but say, y'all, I'm not with y'all. I'm not. Baby, I am not with y'all, honey. Baby, I am not with y'all.
With who?
Bitch, honey. Oh, chair. Okay, well, on that note, honey, because I'm about to get ready to get up out of here. Can everybody that's still on the phone line say goodnight? We about to get up out of here.
Good night.
Good night, People's Choice, February 8th, the countdown, 31 days.
Good night, and God bless you all. Rest in peace, Cabbage Ebony. Happy birthday. We love you. We miss you. Be safe, everyone.
Yes, honey. Happy birthday to the icon himself, Hall of Famer Cabbage Ebony. Today is his birthday. Baby, I want to say to everybody, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love y'all all for loving me. Definitely tune in on Wednesday night for the State of Emergency Show with the CEO and founder, Jasmine motherfucking Couture, where it definitely will go down with all positive topics. I love y'all all for loving me, and I'm going to take y'all away with the People's Choice.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grands include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Shelvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.